Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. And if you're coming back for another episode, welcome back. I'm so glad you decided to tune into this show today. Today, I'm going to talk about something that sometimes is hard to talk about, because we feel judged, we feel shame, and that makes us want to minimize the issue. Today, we're talking about how to break a bad habit that's not serving you anymore. We all have habits. Some are good and some are not so good. Today, we're talking about those habits that have turned into habits that are not supporting us. They keep us stuck. And in today's show, I'll give you my perspective on how to break a bad habit and replace that habit with good, nourishing energy so that you can open up your life and live fully and set an intention to live your ideal dream day. And as breaking a bad habit is often not done just like that, it can take time. Setting an intention for change is essential. And for you to feel supported and reminded about your intention for change, I created the concept of an intention reminder bracelet. I will be talking more about it at the end of this episode. And if you're curious about it, check out the link in the show notes. Do you have a habit that doesn't serve you anymore? You may have been aware of this habit for a long time. You may have tried to break it, but nothing is happening. Or this may be the first time you're reflecting upon what habits you have developed over your lifetime and how they're currently impacting your life. For example, a very common habit amongst busy women is to work too much. Or, for example, bringing yourself to the brink and not taking care of yourself. That's actually also a bad habit. And deep down, you want to start spending more time and energy to feed your own needs and desires. That's the bottom line. And not just serving work or others first. So let's say that this example of habit of putting yourself last has been one of yours for a while now. And let's take that just as an example for today's episode. But you notice that you're still not doing anything different now than before. No matter how many times you've promised yourself to break this bad habit. Do you recognize that in yourself? You may have really wanted to break a bad habit, but nothing is happening. And you might ask yourself, why on earth is it so seemingly impossible? What is going on? Why can't I change? Whatever scenario you identify with in your own life, you can start today to do this incredibly important work to learn how to break a bad habit for yourself. Some of our habits and preferences are deeply rooted. They have been with us for a long time. And we all have ways and daily habits that we rely on for safety and comfort. Bad habits are bottled up energy on repeat, created by logic to keep us stuck. And when we do something habitually, Even if it's not good for us, we don't have to make an effort to do it, to play out that habit. And we don't have to face reality. But if you want to learn how to break a bad habit for good, it's going to take a different energy than what you're applying right now around the scenario. It's going to take a different way than how you have approached it before, up until today. Are you in for it? And I'll share a little bit of a habit that I have been able to break, but I had a habit of turning to organizing, planning, and doing chores before prioritizing spending time on myself and my self-care and what I truly needed deep down for my own well-being. And playing out my habit that way was so much easier for me to just go on with what needed to be done at home and at work, and then to step away and engage emotionally and finding out what I needed to truly thrive. The choice of turning to chores and the next task and the next task on the to-do list really was a habit that drained me completely, because I could just go on and on and on, and never did I get to my own needs, my own self-care. I felt I was never done. There was always something else, and maybe another closet needed organizing after that. And I never ended up paying attention to my own needs rather than paying attention to the next item on the to-do list. I rather did that than paying attention to my own needs. And this was a dead end. Do you recognize yourself in the pattern of habit of putting everything and everyone else in front of your own needs? Whatever bad habit you know you have to distract yourself from your truth and your reality, meaning a habit that's not serving you to live your best life, you can change this. You can start today. Are you ready? Great. What I'm going to talk about today are four key steps on how to break a bad habit that's not serving you well anymore. The first question to ask yourself, are your habits that you have today serving you well or not? Because first, how do you know if a habit is serving you or not? Let's do a quick self-test here that may give you a hint. So take a moment to identify and write down a description of which habits you have today that you feel good about. Those that you feel good about, those habits that are serving you well and that you want to expand on, those are the ones that you feel good about. I love when I do this and that, and this is really serving me in this way. So have a little bit of a download of all those habits that are really good and serving yourself, good in the sense that you feel good about them. And then after that, identify and write down a description of a habit or habits that you feel not so good about. And this could be actually a lot harder to do, because those are the habits that are not serving you well. Those are the habits that you're keeping you stuck. And this is the hard part, to really come to an honest place about those habits and how they are serving you and how they're not serving you today as well as you would want a supportive habit to do. Notice here what feelings that are coming up. And this may be the first time you're even thinking about what habits you have developed over your lifetime. So don't worry if this takes a bit of time and you may have to sit with this for a while and navigate and be clear on these two different habits that you feel good about, habits that you are not feeling that good about. And when you've done that, you are going to take a look at what is behind that habit. And especially the group of habits that you don't feel good about. Because there is something deeper in here for you. There's a clue in here. And that is along the lines of, what are you avoiding when this habit is playing out? So in this process, it's very, very important to acknowledge that you do have bad habits, because we all do, and how they are not serving you. It's really important to be clear on that and get as clear as you can, because you want to take a look at what is the impact on your life by maintaining these bad habits. And no judgment is needed here in this exercise at all. So no self-judgment is needed to be applied. So be aware of that. The key here is really to hone in on those daily habits that are derailing you, both emotionally, mentally, and sometimes physically, from living your best life and keeping you from being as happy as you can be. Bad habits can really hold you back from personal growth and keep you in a loop, an autopilot loop. So learning how to change your habits so that you can grow and evolve in life is so important. Then once you've identified the habits that are not serving you, it's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper with what you're avoiding when you're repeating this habit, this bad habit. It's easier to repeat a habit than pivot and welcome joy and ease and honesty. In my own case, I turned to something that came so easy to me, and that was organizing and doing chores and putting my head down in front of the computer by myself to avoid engaging emotionally with someone else and potentially having to deal with someone else's energy. So ask yourself, what do you avoid by turning to the bad habit you have? Because habits are comfort. For example, overeating, overexercising, or overworking, for example, is more comfortable and require less energy than potentially dealing with feelings of inadequacy, loneliness, and abandonment that may have no relevance in your life today, but are stuck in your subconscious. And the key here is to become aware of it. Not until you start asking yourself these questions honestly and take a look what is behind that behavior, only then you can become aware. And here it is, your logic created this habit. Your heart knows the truth of how to break that habit. Your heart knows the truth already. Once you're willing to ask the questions to yourself, honestly, you become aware. And writing them out, taking a look at them, witness them with your eyes on a piece of paper is so powerful. You gain the power to acknowledge and welcome your reality today for what it is, including the bad habits. And that's when you can start the process of making a change and breaking that bad habit, and welcome in the energy of joy, ease, and flow instead in your life. Now here, I want to share with you also how to set the vision and an intention for habits that serve you well. Because the next step in how to break a bad habit is to pivot and create a vision from your heart of what you want for yourself instead. What do you want for yourself instead? It may be more time to yourself doing what you love instead of maintaining this bad habit. Maybe you want to expand on something you love doing, something that you love being creative with. Maybe you used to paint, but life got in the way, and now you feel rigid and bored and not creative anymore. Whatever it is that this habit is holding you back from doing more of Now is the time to bring your passion back. And this vision of yours, created by the heart and not logic, can be put out in the universe as an intention and being released to manifest in your life. Here's the bottom line. Whatever is included in your vision, it's likely supporting a good habit of yours, a habit that you feel good about. And if you can set an intention to create only good habits that truly serves you and others for the highest good, things are starting to happen. Here are some key tips that may serve you. First, pay attention to your inner feelings and trust them. After you bring the vision of what you want to welcome into your life instead of this bad habit, and bring that vision into your mind's eyes and check to see how you feel inside. If you feel happy and peaceful, you're on the right track. And if you feel concerned and or uncertain, it may be that it's not the right time right now for that particular intention. So pay attention to your feelings when you're creating this vision. Second, your intentions are truth for you. But beware, if your motive is based on anything else than your truth, it won't happen. So be totally honest and use your intuition in this process of setting intentions. Trust the process. Third, I'd like to say that if your intention involves other people, you may want to only include your part of it. Because setting intentions for others, that doesn't work. But certainly include your role and how you can be a channel for this to manifest for someone else. But really, this vision of yours is yours and yours only. And the last point here, number four, is manifestation of what you want doesn't have to have any limits. So try not to be the limiting factor yourself. Trust your ability to manifest, even if it sometimes feels you're getting tested by life on the way there. So even if you can feel that you've run into a wall before in your life, that doesn't have to apply today. And remember that all of this is available to you at all times to do, to create this vision. And often we limit ourselves by putting up external obstacles and reasons for not giving ourselves the opportunity to have what we want or become who we want to become. Now, when you have this vision and in your mind, in your mind's eye, it's time to keep your good habits on top of mind. Because after setting an intention comes the work of keeping yourself from going back to the old habit. And this is naturally the hardest part, and it's so important with frequent reminders about why the bad habit didn't serve you well. So you can stay with that energy of that new good habit instead and live and cultivate that good habit energy instead. Expand on that. Above all, for your life to change, you'll need to take responsibility for who you want to be in your life. And it's only when we take full responsibility that things start to happen. But you may say, I did set some really realistic goals this year and still nothing is happening. What's the difference between an intention and a goal, you may ask? I personally find the most powerful practice to maintain the focus on the good habit is to use an intention reminder bracelet. And I created this concept of setting intentions and having a physical item like a crystal bracelet to infuse my intentions into, because I wanted a reminder of that vision and energy of my intention. I wanted to have a representation of how I wanted to feel, how I wanted to show up, and how I want it to be when I serve myself and my needs better. And this physical item, a crystal bracelet, was what I created and what I now have, my intention reminder available to you as well to get. But if you're not wearing bracelets, for example, if you don't like that, you can still apply this concept using any item that you can hold, wear, or carry with you on a daily basis. I recommend that this item has a personal value to you. Personally, I have several intentions reminder bracelets on my arm right now to remind me of various intentions that I've set for myself. Some of them is to expand good habits that I have. Some of them are to break a habit that I have and I want to shift. And right now I have three different bracelets, intention reminder bracelets on my wrist. And they're all for different things. And when I catch myself in the moment, finding myself wanting to organize or another closet or keep working on that project another hour and feeling that urge to just go on and on and on, I touch my bracelets and I receive an energy shift. I glance at my bracelets and instantly they remind me of what I want instead. And you can learn how to pivot your energy like this as well. And if you want this experience for yourself, sign up for my next online workshop via the link in the show notes that will take you directly to the registration page where you purchase your bracelet kit, or visit newlightliving.com and go to the shop tab and scroll down a little bit. There's a registration page there for an online workshop that I offer where you can go through the process of setting intentions, infusing your intention into the bracelet, and there you go. What we've been talking about today is how to change a bad habit that's not serving you anymore. In summary, how to break a bad habit and welcome the good habits and your intentions for what is serving you the best. I want to summarize here the questions that may be helpful and useful for you to take a look at this for yourself. First, ask yourself, which habits are serving me and which habits are not? Now, after that, ask yourself, what is behind that habit, especially the group of habits that you may or habits that you have that you don't feel as good about, and we can call them bad habits. Look at what's behind those habits and what you are avoiding by playing out that habit. And set the vision next of habits that serve you well. Maybe there are some things that you want to re-establish that you may have drifted away from that actually were really good for you, or you want to pivot and expand on habits, good habits that you make you feel good. So keep your good habits on top of mind with intent, for example, intention reminder bracelets, where you actually can pivot. You can learn how to pivot when you go down the rabbit hole, you see or feel your crystal bracelet here, and you get the opportunity to catch yourself and pivot. You deserve to feel lighter and welcome joy into your life. Because isn't it so that the first step to change is seeing how a bad habit is a false comfort in your life? And also, bad habits are often formed to protect us from feelings that we don't want to feel. It's energy we suppress, push down, and shy away from. And habits can only be changed if you deep down is ready and want to change those habits, getting out of the comfort and that a bad habit is giving you. And once you truly want to change, you want and see the benefit of that change. And that makes you willing to go beyond what you know is comfortable today. A change is a shift in energy within you because it's creating a new self-expression around that situation. It creates new and different actions for you, and you're also feeling differently once you're able to break that bad habit. So what habit do you want to break so that you can live your best life? Thank you for tuning in to this show on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today. And if you want to learn how to set an intention from the heart and get into the depths of starting the change process for you and feel supported along the way by using an intention reminder bracelet, visit my shop, Intention Reminders, where you can get your own bracelet. I also offer an online workshop where every new moon, where it's so optimal to set new intentions. So if you feel called to register for that, check out the link below in the show notes. Be well, take care, trust the process, do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.